Hi everybody, it's the Secret Subject here, and this is a little fractionation file. You see, at Charmed, I taught a little class in fractionation, so I thought, it's about time I fractionated you a little bit. So, just sit back, relax, and listen to the sound of my voice as I talk to you. That's right, that's all you have to do. Quite simple, after all. One of the fun things that I recorded as one of my first ever files was a little counting game, and I thought, since I have all this new equipment and all these new ideas, I thought we could play that game again. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to count down from 10. Now, the fun thing about counting down from 10 is people already have the expectation that counting down means to go down into trance. And that counting up already means to wake up from a trance, because typically when you see people counting down from 10, they do that with the expectation that you will, in fact, fall into trance. And isn't it funny how with each and every single number I count, you can just find yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down into trance. And you know, let's make this even nicer, because each number I count down from 10, you can just find yourself closing your eyes for a moment and opening them again. That's right. Closing those eyes and then opening those eyes. Just for a second. Just to see what might occur. So if I said 10, close those eyes and open those eyes. Already you find yourself in a relaxed position with 9, close those eyes and open those eyes. 8, close those eyes and open those eyes again. As you already find yourself following my words so intently. As your eyes start to become heavier and heavier, that's right. As you close those eyes and open those eyes with 7, closing those eyes and opening those eyes. And isn't it funny how with each and every number I count, you start to find those eyes wanting to stay closed, almost needing to stay closed because of how heavy they're becoming. With 6, close those eyes and try and open those eyes. Just try. That's right. Just try. With 5, closing those eyes and opening those eyes. 4, closing those eyes and opening those eyes, as you realize that each and every single time you close those eyes, you're already putting yourself in a light state of trance. That's right, because each and every single time you close those eyes, you're already in a light state of trance, and you probably didn't even realize it. 3, close those eyes and open those eyes. So close to the bottom now. As you start to realize that those eyes might want to stay closed. Perhaps they even need to stay closed. With 2, as you close those eyes and open those eyes. As you know now in the next number, I might let those eyes stay closed with 1 and slip down deep. That's right, sleep down deep. As those eyes want to stay closed, remain closed until I tell you to, of course. Because, of course, in a moment when I count up from 1 to 10, you'll find yourself wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. But I'm not finished with you yet. So you'll just wait for whatever I tell you next with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. And isn't it funny how you think our game might be over, but it's definitely not. See, it's only just begun, because isn't it funny now I'm going to count down from 10 again. Instead of closing those eyes and opening those eyes, you're just going to find yourself with each and every number sinking down, 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 deeper and deeper into trance with 10, 9, 8, that's right, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. And this is the part where people start to say that I'm really mean, because I can just count down slowly from 10, 9, 8, and you already find yourself drifting. 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's right. Up, up, up. As you find yourself so easy to follow the numbers, as I find myself teasing you, tormenting you. And wouldn't it be funny if I could just say a number like 5, 4, 3, and you start to go down, you start to drift down deeper and deeper and deeper down, down. Down 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. See, it's fun to be fractionated with numbers sometimes. when I taught my class on fractionation, this is one of the ones that people were quite fascinated by, because in theory, all I'm doing is counting from 10, 9, 8, 7, and isn't it funny how 6, you can just find yourself floating down, 5, 4, with each and every single number I count going twice as deep, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up. It fascinates people so because it's an interesting way to fractionate somebody. Now, I wonder what might happen if I started at a higher number, further to drop, further to drift. I could start at 100, 99, 98, 97, 96. Perhaps I could skip in lots of 10. I could say 90, 80, 70, 60, 50. And it was interesting to think about. Because I'm going down in multiples of 10, you can find yourself going 10 times as deep each time I count down. So I could say 50, 40, 30, 10 times as deep. How amazing does that feel? 20, 10, 9. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, above. It's almost cruel to just leave you hanging there. But it's fun because I could then start saying, maybe I could start with 10, 7, 5, 4, 8, 9, and 10, above. And mix it up and, you know, put the numbers in different places and fractionate you still. And isn't it fun how the more you get fractionated, the more you want to be fractionated? So the more you want to be fractionated, the more deeper you go into trance. And it is so easy to follow that voice, isn't it? The trick with this induction, this little game I like to play with fractionation, is as I count down, my voice goes down. And as my voice goes down, so does your mind. Funny that. So, even as I count down from 10, 9, 8, you can almost feel it, can't you? 7, 6, 5, as my voice starts to drop, as you drop with it, with 4, 3, 2, 1, deep, down, now. That's right. Another count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, my voice goes down with your mind, taking you down, dropping you down, drifting you down, deeper and deeper down, until I decide to count back up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. And I always use that voice when I'm counting up, because it wakes you up. That voice that tells you it's time to get up now, versus the voice that tells you it's time to go down. It's time to drop down, it's time to drift down, it's time to sink down to sleep for me, that's right. And it is so easy just to follow my voice and just sleep for me, that's right, wide awake. And I could be really cruel, I could be really mean, I could just slide you all the way down into trance with just my voice, that's right. Because as I drop it down, deeper down, right now like this, you're already sinking further and further down, 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 down. Until I say up, 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 up. And then you're wide awake again. Isn't that fun? How I can just fractionate you with tones? That's right, tones. I don't even need anything at all to fractionate you, to drop you down deep. All I need to do is just lower my voice down, and you start to go down. Makes sense, right? Like the numbers cascading down from 10. As my voice goes down, so does your mind. So if my voice goes up like this, then you're up and up again. That's fun, right? It was interesting talking to people at Charmed, because when I did my fractionation class, of course, they were fascinated by the fact that I can just drop people by talking to them like this and sinking them down even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down into trance. And then if I wanted to wake them up, I would just talk like this and they'd be up, 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 up again. So that's always fun. just like the counting down. From 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Up, up, up. And I could do this for hours. Could you imagine what that might feel like? Could you imagine what that might be like? Hours upon hours upon hours of just having yourself dropped so deeply and awoken so suddenly just by the sound of my voice. Just from counting. How fascinating might that be? So just do me a favor and sleep down deep for me. Sleep down deep for me wide awake. And sleep down deep. That's right. Knowing that in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. And I'm not sure if you'll still be a little bit fractionated. Of course, fractionation hits people in different ways. Perhaps you will. And if so, you'll make sure that you keep yourself nice and safe, and that you find yourself easily and effortlessly able to care for yourself, to get yourself a drink of water, and to do something that keeps your mind nice and busy for the rest of the day. Occupied. That's right. As I count from 1 to 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, so I hope you liked that little fractionation experience. And as always, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.